This is Wild About Utah.
Utah is a wildly diverse place. Ecological and biological diversity are usually tied to an abundance of water. But here in Utah, despite our relative lack of the wet stuff, we boast of at least 9 unique biomes spanning from the low-elevation Mojave Desert around St. George to the high alpine tundra of our many snow-capped mountain ranges. You can think of a biome as a large community of similar organisms and climates, or a collection of similar habitats. Just recently, my third-grade students wrapped up a semester-long investigation into 7 of those biomes found in Utah, including the high alpine tundra, riparian montane zone, sagebrush steppe, wetlands, and the Great Basin, Colorado Plateau, and Mojave Deserts. We explored those biomes by way of researching a specific animal endemic in Utah to each of these biomes. We called our project Habitat Heroes. I'll let a few of my students explain their findings.
My name is Asher, and my animal is the Gila Monster. The Gila Monster lives in the Mojave Desert in the southwest Utah. Gila Monsters look like a lizard, just black and orange or pink and yellow with a black face and a short, thick tail. Gila Monsters eat the eggs from ground birds, lizards, and snakes. Gila Monsters live in the Mojave Desert in sandy areas and on rocky shelves and in barrels.
I am Jane, and I am going to tell you about the pygmy rabbit. The pygmy rabbit lives in the sagebrush steppe biome in Utah. Did you know that a pygmy rabbit can protect itself by hiding in sagebrush? They eat sagebrush and they drink lake water and river water, and they have to chew on food to keep their teeth short.
My name is Haven, and my animal is the red fox. The red fox lives in the alpine tundra biome in Utah. The red foxes eat small mammals, berries, insects, and other food too. They have huge ears so they can hear when other animals are coming. The red fox is a really tricky and aggressive animal because it can do a lot of really tricky and aggressive things.
In addition to researching the different biomes and learning about the adaptations animals must possess in order to survive there, these third graders have been visiting the several biomes local to Cache Valley and investigating their research animals' habitats. These experiences have been powerful in helping students realize what it's really like to exist in the wilds of Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
I'm Josh Bowling, and I'm Wild About Utah.